that morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for the Jubilee. Now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that Jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of them I change the thing to be. All the living saints reply, and there's amen, amen. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning. We begin to sing, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising God through ages long, heaven's Jubilee. We begin to sing, oh, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, with them we shall be, praising God through ages long, heavens to believe. What that's going to be like.
Amen.
Who's going to be shouting?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting. On that happy morning we all shall rise. Oh, what glory. Hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Amen.
Wants the meeting.
Amen.
Are you ready? Tonight could be the night.
Praise the Lord.
Then how would you sing it? Oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting. Rising for that Jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change the thing to be. All the living saints who climb heaven's Jubilee. Oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting. On that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory. Hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior.
Can we clap it one more time?
Do you know he's here?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated this afternoon. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting is going to be on that other side. That's going to be quite a day of jubilee. How many of you have come expecting a real blessing tonight? Amen. So our brother Branham says that when you come expecting, that's when things really start to happen.
Yeah.
And when you get all those fires together, all in one place, in one mind, in one accord,
Amen.
Anything can take place.
Amen.
Anything. There's nothing impossible for the bride of Jesus Christ. Why? We are the Word.
Amen.
When the Word speaks and you come expecting, something's
Amen.
Going to happen.
Amen.
You're going to leave here tonight and you're just going to be so full of the Holy Spirit. You are. You are.
Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I'd like to welcome everyone to the lion's den, where we say it's the Word, which is the tapes, or nothing.
Amen.
Our lion has roared.
Amen.
Who will not fear?
Amen.
The Lord has spoken on the tapes. Who can but prophesy?
Amen.
So if we're the Word, when we speak, that's prophecy.
Amen.
It's prophecy going forth, the Word. We have a lot of visitors here tonight, I believe. Who's all visitors? If you raise your hand, we'll welcome you all here tonight. I know our brother V.B. Dila. Is he here tonight? This is our distributor. Did he get in? He hadn't come in yet. Well, he's supposed to be here tonight. He's going to be here later on, our distributor from the Congo and Bujimai. But I thank Brother Paul Dirksen. I see Brother Peter. God bless you, Brother Peter Dirksen. Stand up. God bless you, Brother Peter. Where's Brother Paul? Is Brother Paul here? Is just you? Well, they got the wrong name mixed up. But welcome, Brother Peter and your family. God bless you. It's nice to have your children here with us. One day we're all going to be together. Wherever our children or family are, we're all going to be united together in one place, one mind, one accord, sitting with the prophet of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's where I'm going to be.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. He's prophesied to come again. Just before the great and the second coming of the Lord. In Malachi, the fourth chapter, in Revelations, the third chapter, tells us that he will be here in the last days.
Amen.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice.
Amen.
That means everything to the bride right there.
Amen.
Right there. That's Revelations 3 right there. It takes on a whole new meaning for the bride of Jesus Christ in the last days. When Brother Branham goes back into Moses, it was to hear Moses' voice. In our day, it's to hear this voice in the last day. And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and sup with me. We have heard the knock and we have heard the voice. And we have opened the door and we have let him in. And now we're supping with him day and night. Praise the name of the Lord. This messenger not only brought us the Word, he was the interpretation
Amen.
Of the Word. He was the interpreter for our day
Amen.
Because he had, thus saith the Lord, for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what we believe.
Amen.
Amen. What did that lion say? He roared to us last Sunday. He roared to us last Sunday. Truly, he did. What did he say to us? I'm not a prophet. But you listen to me. I'll tell you the word of the Lord. We listen to him. He'll tell us the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. That kind of sums it up. What we believe in that one little sentence. They want to be something else or go someplace else or hear something else. We don't want to, because he commanded us. The angel of the Lord commanded us. You listen to me. Good enough for me. Amen. That's the same one that'll stand in the breach for the people.
Amen.
Aren't you glad for that tonight?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. With a little flock that God will give to him. That's us.
Amen.
Amen. He'll come in the last days. God said so. He'll be a sign to this Gentile nation that her time is no more. As soon as his ministry was finished. Whose ministry? His ministry was finished. Messiah showed himself. As soon as this great one will come in the last days, will finish his mystery, the Messiah will show himself. It'll be so. The time is at hand. We better pray.
Amen.
Amen. The Messiah will show himself at the end of this great ministry of this seventh angel.
Amen.
That true line not only told us the word, he interpreted, his very life was the interpretation, the manifestation of the very word of the hour. And we're able to see it with our own eyes. Yeah. So, therefore, we don't need nobody to interpret it for us. We don't need nobody to explain it for us. All we need to do is hear it for ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. So, as Brother Branham told us last week, we were all confused until we heard the tapes.
Amen.
That's the only thing that's not confusing. Man changes, their ideas changes, their thought changes. Or their, well, I thought it meant this, but now it means this. Or it means this. The message never changes. He says the same thing over and over again. What's wonderful, it's from Genesis to Revelations. It says exactly the same thing. This message and messenger is truly a true sign that has been overlooked in our day. But not to that predestinated royal seed of Abraham bride. As he tells us tonight, in all generations that it has been overlooked. They didn't understand. They didn't see. They didn't know who that it was. But in our day and time, that predestinated seed knows exactly that who that it is. And it has revealed to us that we are that bride tree that has been restored once again. We're that juicy fruit on the top of the tree, oozing the Holy Spirit that's coming from the bride. Amen?
Amen.
Who is that juicy fruit? Are you guys that juicy fruit?
Amen.
My wife told me after I come home the other night, she goes, do you know how many peaches we're going to be getting this summer? Bring them on. You're the peaches. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want him to see me that way. You know, I was telling the brothers after saying that last week that the devil was beat me up and saying, Lord, take a bite out of you. And it's like, yes, sir. I want him to take a bite out of me. I want the juice of the Holy Spirit to run out of me all over his face and down his body everywhere. Because that's that Holy Spirit that does live inside of us.
Amen.
It has now been revealed to us and anchored in our soul like never before exactly who that we are.
Amen.
That's been revealed to us that we are the deity of God tabernacled in human flesh.
Amen.
Think of that statement. The deity of God tabernacled.
Amen.
In human flesh again. Amen. We have that same Holy Spirit that was on the day of Pentecost is now inside of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the end. In the days of Moses, the people, they began to cry that they wanted a deliverer. They wanted somebody to take them out of their bondage, to get them away from the oppression that they were in. They needed a deliverer, but God already had him. He already had that one-man message, that one line already prepared for him. He was there. But he says that God was just waiting for the people. He said that the people needed to get ready. They needed to get ready for that messenger. They needed to get desperate before God. He said that they needed to start praying and get desperate. And that we know, and he's been telling us how it was in Amram and Jochebed. They started praying and had prayer meetings and got desperate before the Lord. And God sent him a deliverer. He sent him a one-man message, and he sent him a pillar of fire to lead him out of bondage and into the promised land. We got the same thing. A one-man message and a pillar of fire that's going to lead us into the promised land. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. In the days of Jesus, the people started crying. Same thing, too. Send us a Messiah. We need the Messiah. Here they were in bondage again. He said the elected got a burden. They also started praying. They all started getting desperate before the Lord to send that Messiah and send that deliverer. And what did they did when they started praying? He said, God moved on the scene. Amen. That's when he sent his son down there. And then when he come, he said they missed it. He said they didn't even know who that was. And the other ones, they just rejected him. Only the elected, that predestinated seed that was in the upper room, those were the only ones that recognized who that Messiah was. But in our days, we needed the seventh angel messenger that was promised to us. We needed that one to come, the one that was promised in Malachi 4. The word promised in Revelation 7, Revelation 3, Luke 17, 30, all the scriptures. Amen. We needed that messenger to come today to restore all things. Yes. Because the word said he was going to come. It was a promise. And the bride started getting desperate. And they started praying, Lord, send that prophet, send that messenger. And God sent him to us. Amen. There he is, right there. Amen. Amen. He sent him us, and he vindicated him to him us. By, he even had his picture taken, that pillar of fire. Moses and them, they saw it, so do we. Amen. We see that same pillar of fire vindicated to us to call the children of Israel out. And he promised us that the same spirit that was on Melchizedek would be vindicated in our last days. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the Melchizedek.
Yes, it is.
It is the exact same spirit that came in that day as here. He said he was eating and drinking and living. He said it was God with flesh on it.
Amen.
Do we worship the man? Nope. But we sure worship that God that was in that man.
Amen.
But now, today, we're waiting for the rapture. It has been vindicated to us that God has sent that messenger in this end time. It's been proven to us that this is the seventh angel messenger of Malachi 4. We know from the depths of our heart, as I said, that never before that we all believe and feel like we never have, that we know this message of that it is the truth. But like never before, we believe now that we know who we are. That's the next step. It's not a next messenger. It's not a next group of men that are doing it. It's the revelation of that message in the bride of Jesus Christ. That's what we're realizing now. And so now we're waiting just for what? That rapture to come. We're waiting for the marriage of the bridegroom to the bride. We're waiting for the wedding supper to take place. We're waiting to be with him for 1,000 years in the honeymoon. Who's waiting for that? Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. We'll spend eternity together. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time for us. Just remain standing. It's time for us to get the burden.
Amen.
It's the time for us to really get the burden.
Amen.
It's the time for us to get desperate.
Amen.
We're heading that direction. He's going to tell us tonight, it's time to check up. to make for sure all the things of the world. Did you hear him last week that he said? He said that Amos, all the things that looked glamorous to him and everything else, he said it didn't glamour in his eye. I love how that prophet, in one second, he was talking about that prophet. Then he was talking about himself. He is talking about that prophet, then talking about himself. He said his eyes must have narrowed as he reached across his beard and pulled it down. He said his eyes didn't glitter with the things of the world. We got to get rid of the things of the world. A lot of times the things that we don't think are things of the world, but they are things of the world that get into our lives. He come back and he sat down as one of the things that's going to sting. You want the sting? If you heard it, what he said. He said he came down, he says, and they were watching those Olympics. Did you hear him say it? He said they were watching them Olympics. That's sports, people. That don't mean you can't go out and throw a ball and play ball or nothing, but it's sports. It's a biggie. I know that stings. That's what he said. It's the world. You're taken away from the world. Take that time that you do that, spend it in the Word. Stay in the Word. That's the most important thing. Anything that takes the time away from that Word, away from you, is taking it away from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Spend that time with Him. But now, it's our time to get desperate. It's time for us to call Him on the scene. I read this last Sunday, but it's worth hearing again tonight.
Oh, amen.
And when God speaks, the prophet cries.
Yeah.
And let His kingdom take heed to what He is saying. God has spoken. Every creature of His kingdom, listen to what He is saying.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we're doing here tonight. Every creature taking heed of what that messenger is saying. Is there anything in this life that means more to you than this message? No. And this message is the living Word living in you. Who's really ready to go home? And you say, Lord, come. Lord, come. If we'll get desperate and if we'll pray, it'll happen. Will He do it? Let's hear what He says. God will do the same thing today if the people will just get together and get to praying. Praise the Lord. There's your answer. He's been teaching us for a long time, that prayer meeting and the prayer. That personal one-on-one relationship with the Lord Jesus. We must stay in this Word constantly all the time. Look how He's revealed Himself to us. Look how He's showing us what He's doing for us. You're all changed people. Are you all different people than you were a year ago? You can look at your life and say, Lord, I'm different than I was a year ago. And Lord, guess what? I'm going to be different tonight after I leave here tonight. I'm going to be different. Praise the name of the Lord. What is He going to do this afternoon? Do you believe that this message is the Word?
Amen.
If it's the spoken Word, it has to come to pass. Anytime God said anything, it has to come to pass. When that prophet spoke, it was the Word, and it has to come to pass. So God's Word can't fail. So let's let the lion roar to us and tell us what's going to happen tonight.
Amen.
Are you want to hear what's going to happen tonight?
Amen.
Or would it build your faith up?
Amen.
Because this is at the end, but this is going to start in the beginning as soon as we start pressing play.
Amen.
It's already happening.
Amen.
Because He's already here. Let Him encircle every person in here tonight.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is going to encircle every one of you tonight.
Amen.
Visualize that in your mind for a second.
Amen.
It's just not another sentence that somebody said. It's the seventh angel messenger sent from God, the voice of God, telling you that the Holy Spirit is going to encircle you. He's doing it right now. He's encircling you. He's all around you. Praise the name of the Lord. What's He going to do? You ready? Heal the sick. Fill with the Spirit. Give deliverance to every manner. Saturate our hearts with undying faith, the uncompromising faith that we have. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thus saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. How wonderful if that can just sink into our hearts right now.
Amen.
To realize that word. And it's so important of what he said. That it will give us that uncompromising faith that we have. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Uncompromising faith. That you have, thus saith the Lord, that you are the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when you go to prayer, God answers your prayer.
Amen.
Tonight, would you like to just totally re-surrender your life to the Lord?
Amen.
Rededicate it to Him.
Amen.
And say, Lord, while you're encircling me, Lord, draw me closer to you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let me get desperate and pray for your coming, Lord. As your lion roars to us tonight, may it go deep in my heart, Lord, that to understand what a privilege, Lord, that the world didn't see that true sign, but I see it. You give me that revelation, Lord Jesus. And then you give me more revelations to understand who that I am, Lord, that I am that royal seed of Abraham. I am your chosen one, Lord. And then if I go to prayer, Lord, that I'll get what I ask for.
Amen.
Pray for one another. Lord, give my brother, my sister strength.
Yes.
He said to love one another and pray for his soon coming. You ready to go home, children?
Yes.
He's ready if we'll get ready. Lord, we want to invite you, Lord. Come be with us tonight, Lord. Fill us, Lord, wherever we're lacking, Lord Jesus. Open up our hearts, our soul, our mind, to hear this word tonight, Lord. Let it be afresh. Let me get every nugget that's in there, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let me not be the same person, Lord. Let me be more like you. Tonight is the night that, Lord, I'm going to have a refilling full of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Believe that down in your heart right now, that you're going to get that tonight. He's going to give it to you. It's thus saith the Lord. He's going to give it to you. Not my word, his word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I can't wait, Lord.
Thank you.
Come down, shower me with your blessings.
Thank you.
Answer every prayer, every request, every need.
You,
Lord, we want to get desperate.
Pray.
And welcome you, Lord. Because truly, Lord, we know that you're right here with us.
Amen.
That same pillar of fire, Lord. That same one that was with Moses.
Yeah.
That same one that Paul saw. Father, we even got your picture, Lord. The proof to us, scientifically proof to us. And now we feel you right here with us and even in us. You feel him?
Yeah.
He's right here. He's right here right now. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord.
For he is here. Hallelujah, he is here, amen, he is here, holy, holy, I will bless his name. Be
truly no truer words were ever spoken than to say that you are here, Lord. Father, for we feel your presence, Lord. We see your people, and you promised to be with your people, Lord. And Father, we count it a great privilege this morning to stand in your house, Lord. And Father, what an honor. Lord, we love you with all our hearts, Lord. And we've come here this morning with a purpose, Father. Lord, with a desire. Lord, knowing that you've promised to be here, Lord, and to answer our needs, to meet every request, Lord Jesus. And Father, there's been many requests brought before you, Lord, for healing and for loved ones. And we just lift each and every one of them up before you this morning, Father, with confidence in you, Lord, that you'll hear and you'll answer and take care of every need here, Lord. And Father, this morning, with all my heart, Lord, God, as we hear your prophets speak to us, Lord Jesus, Father, may every hindrance be done away with, Father, Lord, that there'd be nothing to distract our hearts and our minds when that lion is roaring and speaking, Lord Jesus. But God, may your spirit fall upon each one of us that we might listen with the same anointing that it's been given, Lord. Father, I believe with all my heart it's been stored up for this very moment, this very day, Lord. Father, we're not about to hear something that was spoken 50 years ago, Lord. But Father, your word is eternal. It's been stored up for this moment, Lord. And may it just take its life in each and every one of us, Lord. Father, that your bride, God, that we'd make ourselves ready. Lord, this burden that Amram had, Lord, to cry out. Father, may that same burden come upon each and every one of us, Lord, to cause us to cry and to pray, Lord. And Father, you promised that you'd hear and you would answer, Lord. And Father, may you just continue on this morning, Lord, with just pouring out your blessing. Lord, we look forward to great anticipation to the end of this service, Lord, knowing what you've already promised you were going to do, and we accept it, and we love you, Lord Jesus. And Father, if I might just make one more request, Lord. Father, I just pray that your blessings would be on Brother Joseph, Lord. God, you put him in a great spot, Lord, and he needs your strength and your help. And so, Father, I just commit him to you, Lord Jesus. But, Father, help us to do our part as well, Lord, to hold him up. And Lord, I can't help but think of what your prophet said, Lord, that we are the scripture being fulfilled in this day, Lord. And we believe that. So we commit these things to you. We love you, Lord Jesus. I just pray there just be not one would leave here, Lord, but just be filled afresh with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
For he is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
Be seated this afternoon. And at this time we have a baby dedication, and so we want to invite you to come up to have your baby dedicated. And as they do, let's sing our little dedication song, Bring Them In. Well, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin.
To Jesus.
What's the name?
Ariella Hope.
Ariella. Ariella Hope. I'm going to try to get her up here. She's a squirming, a little doll. Lord, could I have some of that hair? Ariella, Lord Jesus. Little Ariella Strunk, Lord.
Yes.
A little love gift that you've given into this home, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, they want the very best for her, Lord. And Father, they know what that very best is, and that's you, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, they have brung her here today to place her into your hands for a life of service. Because that you give her into their life, they want to place her into your hands. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless and be with her, Lord. May your angels encamp around about her, Lord Jesus. May you always watch her, protect her, and keep her, Lord Jesus. Father, may you be with this family, Lord, as they raise up their daughter, Lord, in the admonition to love and to serve you. Always placing that message first in her life, Lord Jesus. May she just be a little token of love that, Lord, wherever she goes, that they can see the Holy Spirit in her life. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Now we take her and we place her in your hands for a life of dedication and service to you. We ask it, Lord Jesus, in that name above all names, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The name is Sharon Damasco.
Sharon? Little Sharon. Oh man, all these kids got all this hair. What a beauty. Let's bow our heads. Lord,
yes.
Precious little Sharon, Lord, that you've placed into this home, Lord. Truly another little token of the unity of their love for one another that you've given to them, Lord. And Father, what an honor it is for me to stand here in representation, Lord, of you.
Jesus.
I'm so unworthy, Lord. The Father, to stand here and to hold this little token that you've given to this family, Lord. But they want the best for her, Lord.
Yes.
And that's to put her into your arms, Lord. That, Father, that they always know that they can't always be there with her, Lord. But they want the very best for her. So, Lord, they've come today, Lord, to place her back into your hands. And Father, just pray that you'll be with her, Lord. Keep your hand up over her in her life, Lord Jesus. If there is a tomorrow, Lord, may this word burn deep within her heart, Lord Jesus. May that Holy Spirit just abide with her. And Father, that we know that she's not old enough to understand and to be baptized, but Lord, this, you've commissioned us to bring the little ones to your hands, Lord. Place them into your hands, Lord, and that you'll watch out after her until she becomes at that age of accountability. Bless and be with her now, Lord. We give her to you and place her in your hands for a life of service. Bless this family, Lord Jesus, the mother, the father. Lord, may they always keep that word fresh in her heart, Lord. May you always be the welcome guest in their home, Lord Jesus. May they hear that message day in and day out. May that burden burn within inside of their hearts, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord. Now, Father, we take little Sharon. We place her in your hands for a life of service and dedication. We ask it in the name, above all names, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, little Sharon.
Amen. How wonderful it is to see these little ones come to be dedicated. How many's happy to be here?
Amen.
Amen. I know that I am, and it truly is the desire of my heart to be more desperate and to be that Amram, to be on my knees, for they shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings as an eagle, they that wait upon the Lord. Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your good time, you'll answer my plea. Teach me now.
Most Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and mercy to us, for another opportunity, Lord, to come into your house to worship you in spirit and in truth. We just pray, Lord, that you'd come and be with us. Lord, that you'd pour out your spirit upon us, that we would receive every word, Lord, that your prophet brings to us. And Lord, just help us to, that our faith would grow, Lord, and come, Lord, to your perfect faith, that we might have your perfect love, for we know that perfect love, Lord, brings your perfect faith. We pray you bless each one here and around the world, Lord, that's, Lord, part of this service, and pray that each need be met. Bless these tithes and offerings, Lord, as we gather them, Lord, for your work, and just pray that you'd bless them, each one that gives. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. And teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame and held me humble, my pride and call. This earth, what you want me to be. Oh, lay that weight upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle, and they shall run. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. And they were in an upper chamber, and they were all in one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our Lord. And oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, the power from heaven descended with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them, as the Lord said he would send. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, send the power. just now. It's oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. And this is promised to believers, and we all may have it too. And oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize every third verse. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. And this is promised to believers, and we all may have it. Amen. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of, again. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. The precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, yes, power in the blood. And would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Yes, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of. And would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder-working power in the precious. Clap it to him. Amen. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of. You mean this? Oh, would you do service for Jesus, your King? Oh, there's power in the blood. Yes, power in the blood. And would you lift daily His praises to sing? Oh, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. So thankful for that power and that blood. I wouldn't be here without that. And I was hearing this message and the quote that Brother Joseph chose to project up here and post it on the Tabernacle website. I was praying and just thinking that there are millions that would if they could. And he chose me. He chose us to see that sign. I was just so thankful to him. Truly, it is the love of God. How rich and pure. How measureless and strong. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the high star and reaches to the drain the old nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to
sing it to him. Truly, what a privilege it is once again tonight to be in the company of believers. Amen. That only believe. Amen. That we believe and recognize who that we are, the bride of Jesus Christ. As the messenger brings us a message, a true sign that was overlooked. overlooked by the world, but not overlooked by the bride of Jesus Christ. We saw, we recognize, we believe, and now we see, we recognize, and believe who we are. Welcome, Brother Branham, our pastor, to bring us the message tonight. God bless you, Brother Branham.